whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is high noon in the District of Columbia. And we're going to open these phone lines up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Phone lines are packed. It is Ask B. Mitch Anything. I won't delay. Grant is in Orlando. What up, Grant? Grant Hill?
Thank you, JP. Oh, I wish, brother. I wish. I live in enemy territory, but I was born and raised in D.C., and they'll be playing Hail to the Redskins at my funeral. It is an honor to speak to you. Thank you, sir. It is an honor to speak to you and to the greatest return specialist in the history of the NFL.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir, brother. B. Mitch, you called it after the first game. I was there in the heat index of 115 degrees. And the one you know, people were complaining and groaning about it. No, we got waxed. You said, yeah, that may be so, but we found ourselves a quarterback, and we did. And he's only gotten better since then.
Oh yeah.
And so that brings in something that I think is going to be more difficult for the Buccaneers to respond to. The second thing I really like is the weather is going to be so much different. I live down here, and the temperature swing is going to be 60 degrees. Feels like. So instead of it being a heat index of 115, it could be more like low 50s. And so our big guys, they're not going to get as tired. I think we're going to be in it all the way to the end, and especially if we can catch them early. I saw the Bucs last week on TV against New Orleans. If they start out slow and sleepwalking, we got to score. We got to take advantage of that, so we got a cushion going into the fourth quarter. What do you guys think?
Oh, yeah. I agree with that. I think we got to score fast. And I think the thing about them – when they can go out there and relax and play their style of ball, they're hell to deal with. But when you force them to have to do something else, they give you all kinds of opportunities. Baker Mayfield has had a great year throwing the ball, but he also throwing interceptions. So he will give you an opportunity.
Yeah, sure. And we got
thanks for the call, Grant.
They do. Thank you.
All right, man.
Thank you. Cheers.
Appreciate you, bud. A little bit of news coming. The All-Pro list from the Associated Press is out. No real surprises, I would say. Lamar is your first-team All-Pro quarterback. Saquon, running back.
Yep.
Wideouts are Chase, Jefferson, Amon Ross, St. Brown. Scroll on down. Your second-team All-Pro wide receiver, Terry McLaurin. Terry takes that alongside. This is wild. All three second-team All-Pro wideouts are from the NFC East. It's Terry, CeeDee Lamb, and A.J. Brown. Also, Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner make second-team All-Pro linebacker. Pretty impressive,
right.
Especially if you consider how many of those Wagner has.
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
All
right, keep the phone lines grooving here. Vinny is in Seat Pleasant. What up, Vinny?
What's up, Vinny?
Hi, guys. What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Doing well, man.
Like my man Jeff said, man, we ain't get hit by luck. We're going to go down to Tampa, destroy these Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's all about primetime five, man. We're going to bring this win back. But B. Mitch, scenario time for you, bro.
All right.
It's fourth quarter. You got 5 seconds left on the clock, and you're the quarterback. Now, you may have never, ever, ever thrown to these wide receivers. These receivers may have never, ever graced the field of football, but I'm going to give it to them and see who you want to throw the ball to win the game.
All right.
Here we go. My man, J.T. Finley. My man, the genie, Lambini. And you got my man, Roos. Who you throwing the ball to win the game?
J.P.
JP? I appreciate that.
Yeah, dude. I'm throwing to JP. I've seen JP at least catch some balls before. Rooster, I don't think Rooster. Nah. And then Landfield not going to meet me where I got to go to throw the football to him.
See, I thought you was going to go with the young guy. I thought you were going to go with Landfield, man. You know what I'm saying? Because he got a little bit of speed.
Landfield like to chill, dog. He like hit football. And they gonna throw the ball and they going to tackle me? I'm not doing that.
I think the only dude that'll be offended is Jeff. I think Jeff thinks it should be him.
He didn't say Jeff's name.
Oh, okay. What were the options? Just me or
Landini? You, Rooster, Landfield.
Okay. I think I should. I think you called that accurate. Also, Austin Eckler, second team All-Pro kick returner.
All right.
I like that one. Let's do this. Mama Stu is on the line for Ask B-Mitch Anything.
Mama Stu, what's happening?
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Good. Look, so check this out, right? So I watch all the content for, you know, Washington, and, you know, they're the Redskins to me, sorry. And I heard, like, former players comment on the team progress and Jaden Daniels and all that. But I haven't heard from Joe Gibbs. Like, what's the deal? Like, is he okay? Like, you know, does anybody know what his thoughts are on the team and the progress and Jaden? I would love to hear that.
Coach Gibbs is has a small part of the ownership, and he's still running his race team. He's probably saying something out there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm looking all over the place for, because I would love to hear his thoughts, you know, and I don't know, you know, how he is, because, you know, I hear Joe Theismann all the time. That's my guy. I loved him. I actually met him at the stadium, you know, but I would love to hear his thoughts on the team, especially like Jaden.
All right, well, if I see him, I'll sure ask him a question for you.
Yeah, get that news out. Tell him, talk to us. We want to hear from him.
All right.
I love you guys. Have
Got
a good
you.
Show.
Take
Have
care.
A good weekend, y'all. Bring it on the win. Let's go.
All right. Jay, you there? All right. Well, what's the next one?
Let's go to Smitty and Laurel.
Smitty, what's up, brother? How you doing?
Fellas, JP and the Hall of Famer. Hey, B,
what
listen.
Up?
I done heard you and Doc, for that matter. I heard both of y'all say you can't have a football team full of goody-goody Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
You got to have a little pepper in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So having said that, how would you feel about them pursuing Tariq Hill? And what type of effect do you think he will have on the locker room? Or do you think the locker room will rub off on
but
him?
But see, what me and Dak, when me and Doc talking about is not necessarily a guy who just want to be selfish and want to make sure everything goes his way. It's that guy that's going to be out there, be a little wild, like Mr. D was, like Dexter Manley was. You know, Tariq is getting to the point right now where he wants to run from every situation.
So you don't think it'd be worth it, huh?
I mean, listen, it could be, but I think right now when they got going, and there are a lot of good young receivers coming out, it's not going to cause any issues. Not going to be
I
a problem.
It,
yeah, you go
I
with that.
It.
Yeah.
Good answer, B. Appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate you. What's next, Landy?
Let's go to Jupe.
Yeah, let's check out Jupe. What's up, Jupe? How you doing, man?
D-Miz, what's happening, brother?
I'm chilling,
hey,
man.
All right, that's cool. Hey, I remember you saying I'm going to Vegas this weekend. I remember you said you had some spots, some suggestions, some spots I should check out.
Like what type of spot you looking for?
Food, you know.
Oh, man, you could go anywhere for food out there. Man, what's that damn one place? Beauty and Essence. Go to that. Go all to right. Tao. You go to Tao because like, it's a hotel and a restaurant. It's like a nightclub / restaurant. You go check that out. But Beauty and Essence, you go there, bro. All their food is good. You'll be going back more than one night.
I bet.
Yeah.
Good luck. Appreciate you.
All right, brother, man.
Let's go to Mike in La Plata.
Mike in La Plata. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what up, dude?
Chillin', baby.
Hey, B-Mitch, probably put these shirts on, dog. You know what I'm saying? To get you into this Hall of Fame so these families can stop bojangling and pick the right person this time around. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
But the question I have for you is, when is Mike Locksley getting up out of here? Because this Bama going to take an interview for the Jets job. He ain't dedicated to the turf. We ain't won more than 8 games with this joker, man.
Hey, but, you know, when you get offered that type of job, you got to go out there and get that look, man.
I mean, B-Mitch, I feel you, bro. But right now, man, this is recruiting time. We ain't got time for him to be out here. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it takes one little day to go do that.
Bro, that's like going to a car dealership, want to buy a Mercedes-Benz, and they come out with some electric crap. That's crazy.
Hey, you man, Mike's my dog, man. I think Mike deserved that opportunity to go interview with the folks, see what's happening. But if that don't work out, they're going to do what they got to do. He'll be right back here. And Mike is one of the better recruiters out there.
Yeah, he's a recruiter, but when are we going to put the recruiter to the scoreboard?
This is the thing about it, though. It ain't just the coach recruiting anymore. It's the coach, the college, and the backers. If you don't have that right money, people ain't coming here. They're going somewhere else.
Well, there is that. I agree with you on that, people.
So,
man, he got
he needs some more support. You know, he had. At one point, we had people there. They wanted to make sure all the players, they tried to act like they were Ivy League school. Now they act like they don't want to really compete. They got to compete. And it's about money these days. Kids don't just go to school just because the coach anymore. They don't go just because, oh, my mom or daddy went to the school. How much cheddar you offering me?
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, bro. Well, all right, happy Friday, man.
Got you, baby. Be cool.
All right.
What we got next, Jay? I mean, Lanfield.
Deb from the chat.
Uh-huh. Deb, what's up?
Hey, B. Mitch. How are you?
I'm doing good. You're not joining on me today?
Not yet, anyway. I'm standing out in the parking lot calling you because I have no privacy in the office. It's kind of cold out here.
Oh, it's cold. So we appreciate you going outside and staying in the cold to talk to us.
Oh, well, anything for you.
All right.
I got a question for you.
What you got?
So I missed out last week because I got bumped by the governor. So the subject's kind of a week old. How did you propose to your wife?
Oh, I was inspired.
The question inspired after Revo's.
I actually put the ring in a bottle in a glass of champagne, and I had to catch her because she was taking it to the head. She was about to drink the damn ring.
Oh my God! So, I bet that scared you.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because we were about to cut her open and get that up out of her.
Could I ask another question?
Yes.
So if the temperature gets really cold down in Tampa, does anyone have to make any adjustments when they're catching the balls?
It's not going to get cold down there.
Okay.
The cold down in Tampa is going to be 58 degrees, 55 degrees.
So it doesn't have any effect?
Nah, that won't have an effect. Now, if it was like this is outside right here, the ball gets a little slicker and it seems harder. So you got to adjust to it a little bit.
Gotcha.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right. Lanfield, how you going to propose?
Text.
Wait. That's the most insane thing I've ever heard. Uh-huh. You say you're going to text somebody, Jeff.
Yeah, you just send a text. How's it going?
Hey, you want to marry?
Yeah. This is how it's done in the modern ages, old man.
Yeah, sit back. Why or in?
Exactly.
All right, who we have next?
We got Will in Ashburn.
What's up, Will? How you doing, man?
Hello?
How you doing, Will?
What up, B?
What's up?
Yeah, congratulations, Scary Terry. He was my favorite player before Jaden got there, and it's crazy how two good linebackers solidified our defense so much better than last year. But my question for you, B, is do you think that, maybe some of these lower professional players who make good money, who have distant cousins, nephews, you know, maybe with the betting and all pro games or whatever, that line to put some green in their, you know, family's pockets or the insiders like Ian Rappaport or, you know, Shefty or somebody, you know.
Yeah, do those people tell their family stuff? That's what you're asking? Oh, okay. Cause like I didn't get where he was going.
Basically, his question was: Do the guys that get inside information from these organizations? Do you think they give their family members info so they can bet on it and make money?
I would say if the family member heard something along the way, probably. But I don't think many people are sitting there saying, "Yo, man, we got this information. Go take it to the place and make this bet." But I would say you might have one or two people that do it, that may try it, but when they get caught, they're done. So you can go from being the breadwinner in your family to not making any money, so then what good is it going to do for you? And I think Adam Schefter, he's too damn busy to do anything. That dude probably don't even sleep. All right, what we got next, Lindy?
All right, we got Nate in D.C.
Nate, what's going on, brother?
Hey, B. Mitch, how's it going?
Going well, man.
Good, good, good. I got one question for you.
What you got?
If you had to pick one touchdown score from Sunday's game, who would it be?
One from Sunday. Sunday coming up.
Sunday coming up.
I'm going with 17, Terry. The thing I love so much about Terry is a guy who's rather quiet, unassuming. But when Terry scores, the energy that he brings ignites his whole football team. And there are certain guys on the team that are like spark plugs. And I think Terry is one of those guys. So if he scores, I can see a lot of energy getting on that sideline. And they could play. They could probably carry him through the rest of the game.
I agree.
Yeah,
I like that.
See, I've always liked him because, Terry is he wants to play football, go home and chill. But if you start talking trash to him, he wants to embarrass you. And I absolutely love that. What we got there, Landy?
All right, we got Big E and KC.
Big E and KC? Kansas City?
Yes, sir.
What's up, E?
Hey, man, 43 years. Man, I've been watching Redskins, football team, and the Commanders. I stuck it out. I didn't care. I love you guys. So now my question is, since Bobby Wagner and them, and if I misspoke, please shut me down. With them on one-year deals, that's showing, and plus Washington eclipsed 12 wins, that's showing that free agents may want to come here to take more, take a one-year deal because they know we're starting to win. So my question is, in the draft, to me, but I'm going to ask you, best available, so if there's an outstanding running back falls to us, me personally, I feel like we got to get it because we need a game-breaker running back in that backfield with Vision. Not to not be Rob, but what I know, some people are system back, meaning, well, you know what that understanding,
yeah.
That if it's supposed to go to a hole, that's where he's going. No, if it's full, your job is not to get tackled, bounce it outside, but I don't think he has the speed. That's why I think if their best available hits us and it's one of them top running backs, we got to get him, man.
Well, I think they will try and look at some people like that possibly, but I don't think that's most important. It might be best available, but you need some pass rushers. You need some more defensive backs. And I think I'll go that route first, but I believe Adam Peters is already looking at the people he want to get, and I have faith in them that they'll get them. But, you know, I think the system that they run here, it is what it is, and I think some guys – hit it, but they were very successful with it early. So I can't say he's not good at that system. I know one thing. If offensive linemen are injured, slowed up a little bit, the running game slows down. It's not all on the running back. So we'll see as it goes forward. One more, Landy, are we cool?
We got Marcus and King George.
Marcus and King George. Isn't that where Grant is from, King George? How you doing, Marcus?
I'm doing that. How are you doing?
Doing good.
All right. So my question is, with B-Rob having a rough couple of games lately, you know, he had the fumbles in the game before, and the last game against Dallas, he wasn't too crazy. Do you think we could see a situation where coming up this Sunday, where in the second half we see more Christian Rodriguez and Austin Eckler?
I don't know. I think everybody's blaming B-Rob, but I think no running back has been running well. You know, so for me, it's not about B-Rob. It's about this whole thing hasn't been working in the run game. I've seen offensive linemen getting beat. I've seen them not moving like they were moving earlier. So it's about getting that run game back flowing. And I think if it gets back flowing, B-Rob's going to be flowing just like anybody else. So the fumble game, they put him back in the game. They have a lot of faith in him. But I have confidence in C-Rod. I have confidence in Eckler. But I believe that everybody is back now. Everybody is now just focused on doing their job instead of doing extra stuff. And that should make the team make it flow a lot better.
All right, thank you.
All right, man. Appreciate you. All right. Well, take us a break here. This is a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, and it's powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty Vodka's Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. Be Richard Philly, 106.7 The Fan. Take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Carolina. And then last week in the winning in against New Orleans, he went for 84 and a touchdown. He's slippery, strong enough. What's your concern level about Bucky Irving, Brian?
I mean, the natural things, like, you know, like I believe you have to stop the running game to make them become more of a passing team. And I think you got to stop the run every week. But, like, I have seen this team play against running backs I think that are better than Bucky Irving. And they have limited them tremendously in the second half of games. I just want them to find a way to do it in the first half of the game. You know what I mean? We have shown we can find a way, make adjustments, and stop people. Can we come out of the locker room with that game plan already intact? You know what I mean? We played them. We know the success they've had earlier. How can we attack them right out the gate to make his job eat hard? Because New Orleans was beating them. New Orleans was doing something against him that was limiting what he was doing early. What was it?
Yeah.
Can you find a way to do that? Because I totally agree with Orlovsky. They have to stop the run. If they don't, it's going to be a long damn day.
I mean, they just haven't done it in so long that it's hard. Maybe hard is the wrong word. It gets harder to see them doing it this week. But that doesn't mean it can't happen.
Saquon had 109 yards in the first quarter.
Sure.
They gave him 41 the next three quarters.
They were really good in the second half.
So what my question is, what the hell did they do then? Because they didn't get no new players. They got the same players. They schemed it up, and they found a way to attack them.
I tell you this.
How can they do that against Tampa?
Yeah, I'm with you. I wish I had that exact answer for you, Brian.
Yeah.
But more importantly, I hope they do over there. This other kid that has been really under the radar because Irving's been so good, Sean Tucker, he's a Howard County guy, played at Cuse. Dude, he's explosive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what his YPC is on the season. On the season, he's averaging 6.2. Now, he's a change of pace guy for them. He's not going to get a ton of work, but he's a dangerous player when he gets on the field.
Yep.
I think Kevin Carberry is a guy that used to be here as an assistant O-line coach under Bill Callahan. He's the O-line coach now in Tampa. He does a really good job. That offensive line is quite good and quite young. As we get closer and closer, you know, Tristan Wirfs has been dealing with some stuff.
Uh-huh.
He's a stud.
Was he the guy that had the issues in the Super Bowl? Wasn't he with the Chiefs at one point?
No, I believe Wirfs was drafted.
Wirfs has always been there. That's right. I'm confused. I know. I got it.
But, I mean, that Chiefs Super Bowl, they lost to Tampa. A lot of guys were having issues.
Yeah.
That Tampa defense, as much as everybody remembers it for Brady, that Tampa defense that year was excellent.
Good. But see, I just think as long as I've been watching football, and I know this is a passing league now, but still, importance of the run, stopping the run game and running the ball is still there. And I believe our D tackles, a lot of times we take one side or the other. You know what's an easy read for a running back? You take a side. If you stay square, and I always talk about disengaging, play square, that running back has to stop his feet. And then you make him pitter-patter a little bit, maybe a linebacker come and get him. Or maybe once you throw the offensive lineman one side, he makes the wrong move. But if you jump to one side of the offensive lineman immediately, that running back is not going to stop stride. He's going to just run right through the hole. So they got to find a way of playing that D better, whether knocking the offensive lineman back or playing right at the line of scrimmage. But if you take sides, you're going to have a problem. Hands down.
Jeffrey, the vibes are high. I'm fully aware of it. Are you nervous about Bucky Irving?
Yes. That is the only person I'm really worried about. And it's just, you never know what our D-line. I just hope they come and show up. If we can limit him, you know, make him stop his feet in the backfield, make him go lateral rather than vertical, I think we could, you know, really win this game by more points than what I think we will win by. But this Bucky Irving guy, we got to contain him.
You more nervous about Bucky than Mike Evans?
Yes. Yes.
Bucky sets the tone.
Sure. I mean, if you can run the game, if you can run the ball and your Baker's not having to create on 3rd and 12, it's an entirely different ball game. You know, I've been saying this. The more I look around, the more people are picking the Commanders. Warren Gaskins, shout out to Warren, just sent me a screen grab from Get Up this morning. You know, if you watch that show, good for you. Lewis Reddick, E.J. Manuel, Dan Graziano, and Ryan Clark all took the Commanders to beat the Bucks.
Wow. Smart people.
I hope they're right, man. Landini, there are people that when you get a text from, you approach it with understanding. The governor, set to join us in just a moment here. Well, the governor just got a phone call he had to take. So the governor's now going to join us at 1:30 after we talk to Rondé Barber.
Sava.
What's that?
I say Sava.
Yeah. The governor, if he gets a call, I can only imagine what those calls are. Like, how many people are on your list to be like a drop everything, I'm taking this call?
I got a few of them.
Yeah, there's some folks.
Yeah.
Did you guys go through all the All-Pro stuff?
Yeah. Well, we heard it from the update. We didn't go through it.
Well, so the Commanders have Terry McLaurin, Austin Eckler, Bobby Wagner, and Frankie Louvu as All-Pros, all four second-team All-Pros. Do you know the last time Washington had four players on the NFL All-Pro list?
When? 91?
91.
I mean, 91 been popping up a lot lately, so I just threw it out there. So 91 for real?
Most All-Pros since 1991.
Damn.
Wild, right?
Yeah, and that 91 thing keep popping up, boy. We got to have a...
Sure does, man.
We got to have a homecoming with all these 91 people.
I mean... Hell, it's almost 25 years, right? Or 35 years.
Yeah.
Prefer the 25 years?
I'm not going to lie. Every time you do something like that on air, I know Maryland and Georgetown say, what the hell? How did we let that slip by like that?
I'd like to lean on Lamphill's expertise for a brief moment. Lamphill, now I have to get on a plane tonight. We're all aware of my stomach. But the plane's not till 8 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to meet Cody Betts, the tech executive, for lunch as soon as I get off the radio because I'm freaking starving.
Eat white rice and something bland. Don't eat nothing with spice.
Our options are Taco Bell, Chipotle, or Five Guys.
I think either one of those will put you in the bathroom on the plane, and that's not good.
It's 5 hours away.
Okay. But you know how your little weak-ass stomach is, though.
You know what has been messing me up the most lately is Popeyes. So I'm eschewing from Popeyes, despite my love of Popeyes.
Yeah, I think Jeff and Lanfield were afraid for red beans and rice today.
Lanfield, where should I go?
Taco Bell.
Oh man, you try to get him. He is trying to set you up.
That was my first vote.
All right, go to Taco Bell.
I handled the bell well, baby.
All right, go ahead. Get the spicy
one. Rondé Barber joins us at 1 o'clock. When we come back, we're going to run through some predictions for this game, over-unders, the whole nine yards. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Football fans, buckle up, because for the first time ever, we've got 5 straight days of playoff football in college and the pros. And FanDuel is celebrating with the great playoff payoff. That's a no-sweat same-game parlay every day for all 5 days. With a no-sweat same-game parlay, you can combine your bets for the same game for a chance at even bigger winnings. And if it doesn't hit, you'll get bonus bets back. So not only do we get to watch 5 straight days of playoff football, but that's also 5 chances to win big. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to be part of this epic run. That's FanDuel.com/Brian. It's the great playoff payoff, and it's only on FanDuel, America's #1 sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Minimum three-leg parlay required. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Match refund, $5, unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
And it deserves to be pointed out how little the previous administration, and really, I think you got to go back to London. Comp had some decent years. Comp and Mason Foster had some decent years. Yep. But it's been so long since this team had good quarterback play that linebacker play, both, but linebacker play specifically. And then this year to have two second-team all-pro linebackers is just like night and day different. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's just crazy.
Those veteran linebackers, though, London proved it, and also Bobby and Frankie proving it.
Totally. Little breaking news here. Everybody thought Georgia quarterback Carson Beck was going to the pros, but he's in the transfer portal going to Miami.
This is my thing now, bro. That's his sixth year. We got to get to a point now where you get 4 or 5 years tops. How you get a 6 year? He got hurt with a game left. This is 6 year coming up. Sixth season.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know. I think eventually the NCAA is just going to let these kids stay forever. Because he redshirted his freshman year.
All right. So,
he didn't play that freshman year. So, he's played four seasons in this.
And he's going to play a fifth one.
Yeah, it's a wild world.
That's six seasons. That one dude got 9 during COVID. I mean, come on, dog.
Hey, you're the one that always wants to advocate for the players.
No, I advocate for the players getting paid. I don't advocate for the players staying in college for the rest of their damn lives.
Well, that's their methodology to get paid.
Well, to be honest,
stay there where they're good enough.
Just tell them 5 years and you got to go.
I think they're expanding it so that now 5 years is like the baseline, and then you can redshirt and
that's
do all that.
That's crazy, man. But bro, I know there were guys when I played against Memphis when I was in college that went to the military and then they came back to college. They were 27 and 28 years old.
Crazy. I mean, BYU's always got grown men that go on their mission.
Yeah, they send people on a mission. Then they come back. That you can't tell me you have 15, 20 guys in their 20s, like 24, 25, playing college football. That's not an advantage.
This is a huge advantage.
Yeah.
All right. I fear we're going to run out of time as we progress, so I at least want to check in with the aquarium. Let's get firm numbers for the boys. I'll start with White Brian because he'll answer quickly.
White Brian looking real Philly today with his Tims on.
Oh, yeah? Got the creams on or
he
what?
He got the cream Tims on. Looking all Philly.
White Brian. The Commanders. +350.5. Give it to me.
+3 and the over.
+3 and the over. Jeffrey, 3-point spread, total is 50.5.
+3 over and money line.
Ooh,
that's
money line.
That's how confident I am.
How you going to do +3 and the money line?
No, I'm just saying that's how confident
He's
I am.
He's putting it all
win.
In.
Yeah, all in. No diddy.
Dude, what is So on All Ears the other night, one of our producers, Bakari Clemens, he always comes up with a bet for me.
Uh-huh.
You could bet the Commanders to win, to come back to win, basically.
Yeah, I heard you talking about it.
+225.
Yeah.
That's juicy.
I mean, they just got to be down at one point in the game.
Yeah. I mean, that could be 3-0 early. This is a team that they stare deficits in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Professor Landini. Point spread is 3. The total is 50.5.
I got the Commanders.
Over or under?
Over.
50.5.
All right, I'm taking a +3. Let me look at it. I got to see what the score was the first game. That's where I'm coming. What was the first score? First
What's
game
that?
They played.
37-20.
Over.
It's hard to not like the over. I am taking the three, to be sure. And I'm going under. The whole world's thinking this thing's going to go over. Like, maybe they, all these squads are going to try to run it and just slow this thing down. Playoff football tends to be a little tighter, especially early on. It's going to take real cojones for me to actually bet the under come Sunday night. I'm not sure I'll actually do it, but for this, for our purposes, I will take the under. Dude, if you want to dig into some real stuff on here, I'm looking. You could, if you go to an alt lines, if you bet Washington to win by 1 to 6 points, so basically you're betting them to win by less than a touchdown, which is how they've won most of their games, plus 340.
Yeah.
Jeff, that's got to be kind of juicy for you, buddy.
Yeah, go and stuff like that.
I mean, it's pretty damn interesting. If you think this game could go to OT, it's plus 1,200 to bet them going to OT. Right?
Yeah. How do you bet that, though? I mean, like, what makes you think it's going to go to OT? I'm just saying, that mindset.
The only, it would be a little nuts to bet, right? But Washington's last four games have all come down to the final play from scrimmage. Like, I mean, one of them went to OT in Atlanta. Philly could have. I mean, Philly, they won at the, you know, if Jaden doesn't throw the touchdown against Philly, they probably kick to tie it up. I don't know. I'm not saying to bet any of those, but they're all pretty damn interesting. What is very damn interesting is Rondé Barber. He joins the program next.